podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Northwestern had zero issue against it in the first half.
And the pass taken away. Good hands by E.J. Stevens. Battle around Nance, around Barron for two.
Well, the game didn't end up the way we wanted. Gopher men's hoops lose 75-62 to Northwestern. But, you know, when you think about it, and Steve Thompson is in for Maxie this morning. When you think about it, Steve, what they've been able to accomplish this season when people didn't have any hope of anything this year.
Yeah, it was a scramble to put together a team for Ben Johnson to put on the floor. And then they had the really good non-conference season. Benita and hopes were high, but the reality of the Big Ten schedule is that it's tough night in and night out, particularly on the road. Minnesota found out the hard way. They end up finishing last in the Big Ten. They got beat by the Wildcats in Evanston, Illinois yesterday pretty handily, and they go into the Big Ten tournament where they'll be the 14 seed and take on Penn State this week. Not a surprise. I think the surprise is how well they played in that non-conference, and the fact that they get knocked down and they come right back and they worked really hard. And I think once he gets his recruits in, they're going to be fine. I think Ben Johnson's going to have a lot of success at the U, but it turned out to be a pretty tough finish.
It really did. At 8:41, Maxie's off. Steve Thompson joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline in for Maxie. The Wild, it was just a rough game yesterday. It's so defeating. I was at the game yesterday, and it was actually family day, so there were a lot of kids and a lot of fans who normally don't usually go to games. You could feel that the atmosphere was different, and it was just deflating to see what happened. You know that this team can do so much more.
Yeah, and they had so many good stretches this season. And since really the new year, the Winter Classic wasn't very good. There were the COVID issues. They didn't play a lot of games. And now the problem for the Wild is there's no chance to settle in, get back to practice, and figure things out because they're playing so many games in such a short period of time, literally every other day between now and the regular season. I think the number was 40 games over 77 days. So there really is no time to catch your breath, take a break, maybe take a day off. They need to get back at it and figure it out. They're just giving up way too many goals. You don't need to be a hockey expert to see that they just aren't playing well defensively. They're not getting great goaltending. It is just a struggle on both ends, and they get beat by Dallas, a team they're now fighting for in the standings. Now, the Wild have a game in hand. That is the good news. But as I've said, they've got a couple of games on the road. The only good news, Vanita, is they have a ton of home games in the final half of March at home. They won't go on the road after this road trip until April. So they have an opportunity to get it straightened out.
I will say, as much as I hate seeing the Wild lose, it was kind of fun to see two Minnesota guys doing well. These are both 1998 born guys. Riley Tufte gets his first NHL goal. Yeah. And then, of course, Jake Ettinger from Lakeville in net for Dallas. So, you know, as much as I don't want to see the Wild lose, my heart was kind of with those guys. And there were quite a few in the crowd who had Stars jerseys on, obviously, rooting for Ettinger from Lakeville and Tufte from Blaine.
Well, and there's so many guys all around the NHL that hail from Minnesota. It really is great to see. I would still prefer to have the Wild win the game, but, you know, good for those local guys that come home because it is a huge thrill. It's a huge moment. First NHL goal, playing in front of fans at home against a team these guys grew up cheering for.
It's so true. So what are the chances? So all this cold weather, I don't know about you, Steve, and the snow over the weekend, I'm just done. I'm ready to move on to spring.
Sure.
Are you just kind of done? And I'm
pretty much.
I'm ready for baseball. I'm ready for baseball, aren't you? Are we going to get baseball this spring?
Well, you know, I ran into a baseball coach up at Anoka, and he said, we're not going to be outside for a while, are we? And I said, it sure doesn't look like it. But I think for the golfers, softball, baseball, track and field, the kids who play lacrosse, I'm done with the snow. I'm done with the cold. Let's move on to spring, and hopefully we'll get good news in the weather department.
That would be good. What do you think about Major League Baseball actually getting this thing figured out?
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. I follow Bob Nightingale. He's an Odyssey insider, right, through USA Today. I visit with him. And it wasn't good. You know, they got together, and the owners are now taking shots at the players. I wish at the moment I had better news, but based on what I've heard from Bob and what transpired between the players and owners in New York over the weekend, the news is not good. Unless there is some sort of breakthrough, they are just far apart on luxury tax and those economic issues that nobody wants to hear about, but it doesn't look good. It looks like this could go for a while.
Gopher women's hockey loses 3-2 in overtime to Ohio State. That's always tough. Gosh, this Gopher women's team is so strong. So that was tough to see. But they got a second seed for the NCAA tourney. And, of course, the men will be playing this weekend as well. What are you seeing as far as long runs for both these teams?
Oh, I do. I think they both should get on a roll. Minnesota gets Penn State on the men's side at 3M Arena at Mariucci in the Big Ten tournament. They've been playing very well here in the new year. And then the Golden Gopher women, ever since they swept Wisconsin, have been almost unbeatable. It was a great game against Ohio State yesterday. I caught most of that game. And seconds into overtime, Ohio State got the winner. Number one against number two seeds in that tournament. I think this Golden Gopher women's team is poised to go on another title run for sure.
It's fun to watch, fun to cheer these teams on for sure. Steve, thank you so much, and we really appreciate you filling in for Maxie. You'll join us again tomorrow and Wednesday, or the rest of the week, really.
Yeah, hopefully tomorrow anyway.
Okay,
I'll be
good.
In for Mike tomorrow night on Sports to Max. Good to visit with you, Vanita.
Great to talk to you, too. We'll be back with traffic and weather and the Soccer Salute.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.